so much for calling. It's Josh here.
Hi, Josh. I just have a Ryan Chase coming online right now. I wasn't sure if you were spam or legit or what. I was close getting the last picture done. Ryan's talking to me at the same time. Okay, so he's got Josh calling you now. So, okay.
I'll tell Ryan. I'll update Ryan on that. So I was just trying to reach out to you a couple of minutes back. You had a word with Haley. So I am one of the project managers who's going to be working on the project, and I'm going to be the one who's going to take care of the concerns and make sure that whatever services you have signed up for, those get delivered to you. So how about yourself? How's your day going so far, and how are you doing?
The day's just fine. I'm a little bit nervous about this, doing this online. I know Penguin Books are I know they're a reputable outfit, but until you actually work with somebody, you're not sure. So,
Understandable. It's completely understandable. If I was in your shoes, obviously this is something that you do feel, but you surely would be satisfied with the work, and the work itself is going to speak for it. So I just want to understand a bit about your project and the current status of it. I see that you've signed up for the printing and the formatting. So is your book published as well right now?
No, and I know that you're basically in the publishing business, but for right now, I don't want to go that route. I just want to see how these first 25 copies turn out and look. And then later on, I might consider it. But for now, I'm really not interested in publishing.
Yep, absolutely fine. The only reason for me to understand is I'm just having an idea of what the status of the project is. So that is completely fine, and that's a good idea to go with the printed copies first so that you can get at least an idea how the printed version looks. So the idea itself
right.
is incredible. Absolutely
okay.
Sounds great. So I have sent you an email right now. Can you check your email, and I'll guide you how we're going to be moving forward from there?
Okay, hold on. Let me go into
sure
email.
Thing.
It'll take a few seconds.
Sure.
It's taking a long time. Here we go. AOL. Okay, hold on. Chat with visitor, hold on. It's pulling up. It's got the chat line on it. That's the first one.
There are going to be two emails. One of the email would be from Creative Design Agency from Josh Baker, and it's going to be asking you to sign up.
Okay. It says teamwork. You've been added.
Yep.
Creative Design Agency.
Awesome.
Of course,
that is
paid.
It. Yep, absolutely. So let me guide you what this is. So basically how we are going to be communicating is we have our own portal which we use to communicate with the clients, because if we keep on communicating on the email itself, there are chances that the email might be missed out or anything like that. So we work on our portal where it's easy to share files and deliver that. So on this particular email, you're going to see an option which says to sign up or to get started. Do you see that option?
It says, I would like to receive news about teamwork, and then it says, by signing up, you agree to storing of your data privacy statement.
Okay, so you just have to click on that, and it's going to route you to our messaging portal where you can send the files and data very easily. So you just have to click
it
on
says,
that Get Started option.
Okay, it says, create a password and don't have
yep.
an account yet.
So once you create a password, you will be automatically signed up on our portal, which we would be using to communicate. And I personally am going to walk you through that portal as well. So you just have to create a password and remember that, and let me know. I'll walk you through from there.
Okay. It's got one on there, but I'm going to put my own in. Is that right?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, I entered a new password into that, but it doesn't seem to want to go in there.
Okay, try adding some letters to it or another password. Probably it's going to be short of the required length. That could be one of the reasons.
It doesn't say character minimum, at least two numbers and one letter. At least two numbers and one letter.
Yep.
I have that, but let me try it again.
Sure.
Maybe it just doesn't seem to want to go in there. Is it we don't have an account yet, sign up, would that work it?
Yes, you need to click on that, the sign up option.
Set up your team account, hold on. Okay. Okay, that's where we're coming up. Okay, so it's which, and then you got to go which sector best describes your company, industry, all that. I'm just a person. I'm not for profit or anything like that. Do you want me to fill all that stuff out?
No, you can just skip that if it's going to give you an option to skip, and you can move forward.
Okay, I got to find out.
And you're signed up on the portal itself?
Okay. It says set up your Teamwork account, get started for free. Oh, geez.
You just have to click on that get started.
Okay, password. Let me put that in again. Get started for free. Okay. It came back to that same thing. Let me put continue. Oh, it won't let me get past that. You know where it says choose your industry and all that stuff. Let me see if it says log in. Try that. I don't know. It may want me to be putting all that stuff in there. Okay. Please make sure you have the correct email or password. I do. And then I did. Let me try it one more time.
Sure. Let me try to resend the invite from my end as well. Give me one quick moment.
It's not working.
Sure. Give me one quick minute. Let me try to resend the invite. I have just resend the invite from my end. Can you just refresh once and let me know if you got the invite to get started?
Okay, hold on.
Sure, I'm here.
Josh, you do not reply. Josh Brake, okay. You've been added, created, designed, get started. Let me go in here.
Yep, click on get started.
Okay. I would like to see. I'll just click on those boxes there, and let's just see what. I don't know what the password is on that.
Yep, you have to create a new password over here.
I do have to create one?
Yep, you have to create
it. Okay, let me see if I can get it created. Nah. Well, maybe. Oh, hold on. It looks like it might be going through. Oh, we're in. Oh.
Awesome.
Okay, now it's coming up to teamwork. It's going back and forth.
Okay, so probably you might be logged in already, and you're going to see a list of options on the top or on the side, which is going to be project, my task, and things like that. Do you see all those options?
Yep.
Awesome. Yep. Uh-huh. And you just have to navigate the option which says inbox or messages.
Let's see, inbox. Where is that rascal? Click home, search, jump to projects, time more. I see a bell with notifications. Would that be it?
Can you click on the notification and see if it says message, something like that?
It says, just added a message, welcome on board.
Awesome.
JD.
Click on that.
I did.
And it's going to open up a message thread.
From you?
Yep.
Account manager, best regards. Gotcha.
Awesome.
Okay.
So that is how we're going to be communicating with each other. I'm going to guide you how you can post your replies. So this is the message that I have sent. And just on the top of it, you're going to see an option which says, or on the bottom, which says add reply. Do you see that option?
Add reply. See it.
Awesome. So once you click on add reply, you're going to see an option which gives a text box where you can simply type your message. And below that text box, you're going to see an option as well which says attach a file. So that is how easy it is for you to simply send me any attachments or post your message over here. So how this is going to work is that in my message, do you see an attachment that I've sent, the printing information?
Attach a file. I've seen a files. Attach a file. Is that the one you're talking about down underneath?
Yep, that is correct. So that is how you can simply attach a file and share that with us whenever we would be requiring the file. And I'm going to be guiding you regarding that as well. But before that, the message that I have sent below my signature, the account manager, do you see a form that is attached, like one attachment, the printing information?
Printing information document, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Let me click on that.
Yep, you have to download that. It's going to give you the three dots. It's going to give you an option to download this form. Let me know once you're able to do that.
Okay, hold on. I see a download. Let me hit the download.
Sure.
Printing information. Open file. Hold on. Hope I'm not bogging down too much here.
Sure, sure.
It doesn't look like it wants to download that file. Let me try the next one.
Sure.
Okay, the next one looks like it wants to. Hold on. Oh, that was the invoice. Okay, let me go back to the first one.
Hold on. Don't worry. No worries, I'm here.
The printing information document, I'm having trouble getting it to download.
Okay, let me guide you again. No worries at all. And
It just came up.
Awesome.
I just got it.
Awesome.
Okay, it says printing information questionnaire individual. Please note that the questionnaire is for individual authors only, client name. Okay. And please fill in the questionnaire.
Yep, is correct. So let me guide you. What I would be needing from your end is you would need to submit the manuscript, the book cover, and also the printing form that I have sent to you. You just have to fill that out and share that with me. So I would be needing these three things from your end so that I can have this assigned to my printing team, and we would be checking the formatting and everything, and then we'll proceed ahead with the printing, and I'll keep you in touch with that. So these are the three things that I would require in order to have the project kickstarted. So how this is going to work is once you share the manuscript, the book cover, and also the printing information, I am going to have this task assigned to my team so that they can go through the whole book and check if the formatting is according to the printing standards. If not, then we're just going to format it accordingly, share the formatted file with you so that you can go through that. And if it's all good to go, we will proceed ahead with the printing. But even before we print the orders, we're going to share the print-ready files with you, because obviously the print-ready file are the final files that we share with the client in case there are chances that the formatting may go out. So that is one of the reasons why we share the print-ready files first with you, so that you can go through them. In case any changes are required, we can cater them before having them printed. So that's how we're going to be moving forward.
Okay, so I need to fill out this form.
Yep.
And then upload the manuscript.
And the book
cover. With the cover.
Yep.
And with the cover. And I'm not sure I can do all this while talking on the phone, and I'm not sure I can get it all done tonight. I still have one picture that I want to get done.
That is completely fine.
I don't want to lose you, though, as far as being able to get back in and know who to talk with on all this. I'm going to shrink this down so I can get back up here.
Okay, let me do one thing. Annie, you can note down my number, my personal number. You can reach out to me directly as well. So I'm going to give you my personal number. Let me know whenever you're ready to note it down.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's going to be 760-660-4755. Sure. Let me call it again. It's 760-688-4755.
4755 760-688-4755.
Yep.
So, Josh, if I call you tomorrow to start more on this, because I'm kind of out of it for the rest of the day, kind of lost my brain power here, will I be able to get some help tomorrow to start this?
Absolutely. So, Annie, I personally am going to be giving you a call by myself as well, and you do have my personal number as well. In case you face any issues, I am the one who's going to walk you through that, and whenever you're ready
with
the file, we'll have it uploaded.
Thank you. thank you so much, Josh. I'll have a little more energy to stick with it, but for now, I think I'm just about tuckered out.
No, that is completely fine. And in case, Annie, if I'm unreachable, nothing to worry about. It's just that I am caught up with a couple of meetings as well. I personally check my phone after every hour, and as soon as I see any missed call from you, I'm going to give you a call by myself as well. All right? So nothing to worry about.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll be in touch tomorrow or so.
Absolutely. So make sure that you get good rest as well and you have all the energy saved. You're going to catch.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Annie. Bye-bye.